La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
Hello and welcome to La Voz de la Memoria's News and Information in English. I'm Debbie Ead. The Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda is currently preparing events and activities to mark Republican Week in April. Most will be online due to the coronavirus pandemic, and some will be broadcast here on our radio station. Also at the Casa de la Memoria, and also pandemic permitting, plans are underway for an archiving course next month, organised by UNED, the National Distance Learning University. It will be the second course of its type. The Historical Memory Working Group of the CGT Union has begun a campaign to remove crosses dedicated to supporters of Franco. Many of these still stand in streets and public gardens, although symbols of this type are actually illegal. The group says this is the ideal time to start the campaign, as the government is trying to get the new Democratic Memory Law approved by Parliament. They're drawing up a catalogue of these crosses and are asking people to send them photos of any they see, with details of where they are. If the crosses have an inscription, they would also like to know what it says, but in many cases these will have been whitewashed over. On a similar theme, artist Eduardo España has posted on the internet an interactive map of Francoist symbols all over the country. These include plaques, monuments, statues and street names, and he says there are at least 5,000 of them. The website is called El Gran Tour del Franquismo, and you can search for information by place name. The latest edition of Cuatro Esquinas magazine has now been published, and it's packed full of news and information as usual. It includes two particularly heartwarming stories. One is that of a family who managed to recover a house in Castellar de la Frontera, which was stolen from them during the Civil War. And the other is a report on the José Luis Díez, a Republican ship which was damaged in battle and forced to take refuge in Gibraltar. The Gibraltarian authorities wanted nothing to do with the ship, but dockyard workers secretly worked, unpaid, to repair her. If you're not aware of Cuatro Esquinas, it's a magazine with a focus on historical memory in the Campo de Gibraltar area of Cádiz province and Gibraltar itself. It's published several times a year by the Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda under an agreement with the Gibraltar government. You can find it in newsagents and other venues in the area, priced €1, and we also have copies at the Casa de la Memoria in Jimena, and it's on our website. And if you're in Madrid between now and April the 4th, you might like to visit the National Library of Spain, where there's an exhibition about Manuel Azaña. He was Prime Minister and then President during the Second Republic. It has been organised to mark the 80th anniversary of his death while in exile. It presents him as an intellectual and a statesman and describes him as one of the most important figures in Spanish contemporary history. And that's all for now. More news and information to come soon.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.